Because I really do think this is one of the most valuable aspects of title insurance. Not only does the policy indemnify the insured, but if the insured is sued and the lawsuit has alleged claims covered by the policy, the title insurance company steps in and defends the insured, which can often be a significant cost to the insured. It can take time, and so that is one of the values of title insurance. I want to talk to you today about how the Texas courts construe the duty to defend in light of exceptions and exclusions, and how they treat the insurer's duty here in Texas. So title insurance policies are treated like all other contracts. And Texas courts construe them as contracts, construe them as written. Texas courts use the eight-corner rule, which is that the court will determine if the insurer has a duty to defend by looking at the four corners of the policy and the four corners of the pleadings to see if the pleadings potentially state a cause of action that falls under the policy. There's no duty to defend if the pleadings do not state any cause of action that is potentially within a coverage of the policy. But that's how the courts look at those. They look at the policy together with the pleadings. Extrinsic evidence or facts outside of the eight corners are really not material to this determination. So one of the interesting things you'll find when you're reading the cases in this area is that if the original complaint doesn't state a claim or a cause of action,